You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 94. Hey, everybody. Kayla Lords here with the one, the only, the not naked John Brownstone.
Yeah, but only in short, gym shorts.
Well, it's better than being naked in the middle of the day with where the neighbors could see you. I'm going to get back into the show now. Today, we are dressed and we're discussing positive reinforcement in DS relationships as it relates to training and behavior modification. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or Apple Podcasts. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on Apple to help other kinksters find us. And really, we'll take a review on whatever you're listening to this podcast through. They all help. They all work. They help people find us. And if we are helping people find us, hopefully we are helping more kinksters. And that is the goal. So leave reviews, people, said the submissive woman in her demanding baby girl way. Yeah, all my layers are showing.
Surprised you weren't stamping your feet.
I can't. I can do that later if y'all would like me to. Sure. Yeah. You can follow the show and us on Twitter at LovingBDSM or head on over to LovingBDSM.net. All links are in the show notes. So it's been a few weeks since we did this, but I'm bringing back announcements, but I actually really am going to keep them brief, as brief as I'm capable of.
Believe it when I see it.
Which is not very brief. I'm going to try. It's a goal. Everybody should have a goal. This is my goal. Okay. First announcement. The second online live stream munch will be August 5th, which this show comes out on August 4th, so the day after. And some people are like, bitch, you're just now telling me? Yes, this is how our life has been for the past 2 weeks. Stick around for the bonus episode and I can explain why. But we live stream it for people who can catch it live, but we have the playback ready for people who cannot catch it live. So if you are the highest level paid member of the Loving BDSM community, we call it the Kinky Fucker or Kinky Fuckery. I put Kinky Fucker in there. So if you are at that level, which is not that much, it's $7.99 a month, you have access to the monthly meetings like this. So if you can attend, great. If you can attend live, great. We'll have live chat available so you can ask questions at the time. If you can't, head on over to the forum called Munches and Meetings, and you will only see that forum if you are a paying member at that level. And leave your questions for us and we'll answer them during the broadcast. So that's coming up. Now that I think we are back to our normal selves, we will get better at announcing these things and all that good stuff. The second announcement is, since we are officially in August, the second month of Kinky Book Club has a new book that I will admit that even I have not read yet. So anybody who's out there going, I haven't read it, do not feel bad. Your leader has not read it either. But it is The Ultimate Guide to Kink by Tristan Termino, I think is how you say her last name. She's a great writer. I read her stuff. I can't say her name. So some of you I know have read it. And if you have, please feel free to join the group, check out the forum, and join the conversation. I will be reading it very, very, very soon. And as soon as I do, we'll have more questions forthcoming, more discussion. There were some changes for the book club and for forums and for all the stuff that is about these two little announcements I'm making. And I will explain more about that in the bonus section because we're doing it right. We're putting the crazy stuff to the bonus section.
Okay.
Announcements done. See, I kept it short. I should get a gold star. Which, ties in with our topic today. Positive reinforcement. Y'all should see the look he has given me, y'all. And the question that comes to mind that I can't help but wonder in my little snarky, sassy ways, is it positive reinforcement if I demand the gold star?
I'm thinking it's more like you belong over my knee.
Woo, okay, that works too. So, yes, today we're talking about positive reinforcement.
Right.
I'm leaving it mostly to you. Clearly, I have thoughts. I always have thoughts.
Of course.
But you're the one who actually makes this work for us. I just get to participate and collect gold stars or stickers or points or whatever we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Starbucks does so well for me because they give me gold stars every time I make a purchase. They do have my number. They just send an email and they'll go, you know, we're doing double stars day. You know, if you go every single day for 100 days, we'll give you a bajillion stars. And I go, okay, I have no money, but I'll figure it out. So yes, gold stars work for me. Okay. So I'm going to let you take it away, Daddy, okay, because you make the positive reinforcement work for us. Okay. So
before we get into it too much, just to, for those who don't, might not know, what positive reinforcement is. Positive reinforcement is basically the opposite of punishment. Punishment is for when you do something wrong. You forget to do a task. You don't live up to expectations, or, you know, even worse, you do something disappointing.
Oh, God, the worst thing ever, to disappoint your dom. Ugh. I'd rather gouge my eye out with a dull knife than disappoint you.
No worse words than you've disappointed me,
girl.
Oh,
my God. You can't punish me any worse than I will punish myself over that. Oh, right. My gosh, it's impossible.
Okay. So, positive reinforcement, then, is rewarding you for doing something good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there are a number of people who don't believe in that.
Believe in what? Punishment?
Positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement. That's so sad for them. They could have gold stars if they would only believe.
I know.
You too can have gold stars if you just believe. I should be a Disney movie. No, that would never. That would never fly.
No. You're a princess, but definitely not a Disney princess.
I would corrupt all those little Disney princesses.
Yes, you would. So anyway, that's how it differs from punishment, because from punishment, you are correcting bad behavior. Well,
you're focusing on what went wrong.
What went wrong, right. Whereas with
positive reinforcement. Wow, your train derailed.
Yes, it did.
It's okay. We forgive you. We love you.
So when, you're rewarding
proper behavior.
Proper behavior.
So you're rewarding the behavior you want to see,
mm-hmm,
instead of punishing or giving negative feedback to the behavior you don't want to see.
Correct.
So from what I've noticed with us, it's not for you. It's not an either or. Like, you don't...
No.
You will punish me if I deserve it, but you will also use positive reinforcement for certain things.
Right. So here's the thing. You set up my coffee pot every evening, correct?
When I remember. Yes, Daddy, I do.
Okay. So the other day...
Do we have to speak of my shame publicly?
Yes.
Damn it.
The other day...
I forgot.
You forgot.
I was a bad girl. Okay.
So... Here's the thing. Probably in a good year and a half, you have not forgotten.
No, I think the last time that it was forgotten was we were like dealing with grief or illness or something major.
Correct. So, you know, that's it's not like you forget every other day.
Right. It's not like I have this task and I just go, I'm not fucking doing it. Or it's not important enough to me to remember it.
Exactly.
So, right.
So that to me was worthy of punishment.
But you didn't. Or are you just drawing it out and making me wait for it because you're a sadist? See, and here's what's funny. As a parent, when you do have to punish, because I believe with my children, both positive reinforcement and punishment.
Right.
With children, when you're raising children, punishment has to be almost always pretty swift, unless you're going to fuck with their mind, which is also a parenting thing, and let them stew. But in this case, I mean, and you've done that to me too.
Oh, absolutely.
But in this case, with us, that is for our specific relationship. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to make punishment swift. It doesn't always have to be immediate to be effective. And part of it is the little bit of play there, because
sometimes it's just fun to say, you know, you got a punishment coming for that.
Oh, God. I thought I was going to get it last night, too. You started spanking my ass, and I'm like, oh, this feels good, but this doesn't hurt. This isn't like...
Last night was a bad night for me.
Last night was a bad night for you, and I don't want to relish in the fact that I got away with a punishment. So I was also... I have learned over... Gosh, we've been living together 3 years now. Been together over four, and I have learned not to sassily, snarkily say things like, well, where is my punishment, Daddy? Because then it will only be worse later.
Right.
But that's punishment. We're talking about positive
But that's punishment. So
Now, if you were to be setting up my coffee for me and you were forgetting every day, it gets kind of old to punish.
It stops being effective after a while.
Stops being effective. So let's try something different. Okay? You know, the keep doing the same thing, expecting same results over and over.
Well, and there's that. And then, of course, there's this idea that, yes, for some relationships, the punishment is part of the fun. It's why we have the term punishment. Mm-hmm. But if what you're trying to do is genuinely learn a new task as the submissive or modify behavior as the dominant, mm-hmm. then if punishment will stop being effective, and if it's clearly not working, if they are not remembering even after you have punished them or only after the punishment wears off, then that is not an effective way to change their behavior. It's not Correct. Working.
Correct. So the other side of that coin would be, okay, girl, you did a very good job. You set up my coffee pot all week. You get a gold star.
And then the baby girl that I am would go, and what do I get for my gold star?
Right. And and they're move into a little different territory. Like, for a while, we did a star chart for you with your exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, exercise is something very difficult for you.
Yes, it is.
And I wasn't even going to go anywhere near punishment for that one when it started breaking down.
Well, and I think part of that is, I think that's proof of how well you know me, because some things are so tied to how we feel about ourselves or maybe our mental health right. or just our emotions, that to be punished for something that we might already consider ourselves a failure for not doing mm-hmm. would do more harm than good.
True. So what we did was, when we were sitting down and talking about all this, I sat down with you and I asked you, what would be a treat for you? Okay, what would you like to see as a treat? The plan was that if she went to the gym every day in a week, you would get a star for each day you went.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went every day at the end of the week,
I'd have so many stars.
You'd have so many stars.
And I'd get a thing.
And you'd get a thing. And we sat down and made out a hierarchy mm-hmm. list. I think the first thing on the list was a purple water bottle.
That we did. We did two. We did two charts, and that was the second one. You're thinking of the second one when I tried to tie it to my weight, which was not a good idea. Because it wasn't just about working out. It was about eating right, and it was about the weight. And that time, yes. And we got to, right. and I got my purple water bottle, which I still use. Thank you very much.
Yes.
The first time, we tied it to things like yoga pants or new pair of panties.
Right.
Or I think because it was focused on losing weight, that was, or not losing weight, but going to the gym and being healthier, we didn't, as much as if you ask me what a treat is, I'm going to say a Starbucks coffee. He said that was not an appropriate one if we were focusing on becoming healthier, except if I could forego the Starbucks in lieu of, so like if it was going to be a treat, like for 5 stars, I get to have a Starbucks coffee. That meant in that time I couldn't have one,
right?
Or otherwise it wouldn't be a treat.
And
we did that for a while. I had a thing up on the door of our bedroom. It's when we lived in the townhouse at the time before.
Yes.
I had it covered. I was very proud of my stickers.
Yes, you did very well at that time with your exercise, and you know. That's why with the positive reinforcement, I mean, the treats can be anything.
And it doesn't even have to be a treat. Some people don't care about the treat.
Right.
Some people are just genuinely goal-oriented people, and if they can see their progress,
they're able to see their progress.
Then
exactly.
they, instead of mentally beating yourself up for, oh, I can't do this right, you actually have a thing to look at, and it doesn't have to be gold stars, y'all. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be puffy stickers. I think my first one was little smiley face stickers. It could be a hash mark on a piece of paper. It doesn't matter what it is, but it gives you a visual. Gives you visual proof that, look, I have accomplished this thing for this many days.
Right.
This many times I've done this thing. And it, y'all, it can be anything. It can be remembering to set the alarm. It can be remembering to set out clothes for the next day. It can mm-hmm. be remembering to walk the dog, which, God, I would think you could remember to walk the dog.
But
some people have issues. You know, whatever the behavior is that you're trying to change.
Right.
You know, I work for treats.
And that's a good point. You said the word behavior, because that's what you're looking at here. You're looking at behavior modification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're not so much as punishing for something done wrong. You know, it's not like someone coming home late once.
Right.
Okay? You're looking at helping somebody to modify their behavior.
Which is why the two can go hand in hand. You can use positive reinforcement to change behavior, to train a submissive to do something different than they've done for the past 20, 30, 50 years.
Right.
And punishment, if that works in your relationship, and it does not work for everybody, but if it works in your relationship, it can be for these are the rules, and you have lived under these rules for X amount of time. You know the rules. You've agreed to the rules. You broke a rule. It was not about behavior change. It was you have to be home at a certain time. Or if you're going to be late, you have to call me.
Right.
Or I expect you to be awake at this time or go to bed at that time. And punishment can come into effect after you've done the behavior modification. Mm-hmm. Maybe you had to go through behavior modification to learn how to go to bed on time or to call or whatever it might be. Okay. Now you're past that point. The behavior's modified. Everybody screws up. Everybody slips up. But punishment can have a part when we're past behavior modification, the point of that, and now you live under these rules and it's part mm-hmm. of what you do and who you are and you've agreed to it, and you broke a rule. And now maybe there's place for punishment to help remember not to break that
give
rule
a little,
again.
Give a gentle reminder.
They've never felt like gentle reminders to me. Now, I do want to point out something that I think is sort of a myth of the whole caregiver little dynamic.
Okay.
From conversations I've had with people and things I've seen, it mm-hmm. seems like this whole earning gold stars, getting a treat for good behavior
mm-hmm.
is thought to be solely about daddies, mommies, littles, baby girls, baby boys, that side of things. And it can be, because that works for a lot of us.
Right.
But that's why I wanted to point out that you don't have to be doing this for treats if that doesn't do anything for you. Although, I haven't met a human being who doesn't like a little surprise every once in a while.
A treat can be anything. I mean, it can be
a night out without the kids.
It can be a night out without the kids, going out for dinner. It can be, you know, going to see a movie.
Right. It doesn't, you know, when...
It doesn't, you know... For us, yeah, it revolves around coffee.
it does revolve around coffee.
Yes, it does.
And
see?
Sweets and cutesy things. Now, I know they're listening because they tell us they listen to every show. We have listeners that it does revolve. It is part of their little identity. And it does revolve around sort of their little things. And they have unicorn this and sticker that. And that's...
You tell a little or a baby girl they could earn a coloring book.
If that's their thing.
Right.
Right. And that's the point of positive reinforcement, is finding what works for you. So if you don't identify in the little dynamic at all, there's nothing wrong with that. This can still work for you.
Right.
You just have to think about what motivates you. And
correct.
It can be anything. What if it's, you know, maybe you only get to do impact play on the weekends, but hey, you go through this positive reinforcement and that means you earn a spanking on a Wednesday night. Man, if that gets you moving and motivated, then use it. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just a method for changing behavior. I was reading some articles, getting the blog post ready, and it's a method we use. I say we have a dog. I've never trained him, but you know what I mean? That people use in training animals.
He came trained.
He's trained us, quite frankly. But it's a method used in training dogs. It's a method we use with children all the time. So
absolutely.
You know, some people can be put off by the idea that, oh God, you use it on animals. Now you're going to use it on people. We're kinky fuckers around here. Of course we are. We will pervert anything, even if it's behavior modification and training techniques.
Right.
It doesn't matter. So it's scientifically proven, based on everything I found when I was working on the blog post we put up this week about it, with some ideas for people, link in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's scientifically proven to be beneficial, to work. Well, not everything works on everybody, so I would never say, anybody could do positive reinforcement, it's going to work on everybody.
And I don't think that's necessarily
true either.
No, it's not true, because... some people may respond to the positive reinforcement, take to it right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are some who will only respond to punishment,
and sometimes that's about how you respond to the DS dynamic in general, the power exchange dynamic. Sometimes that's about how you feel about bad behavior or changing your behaviors.
Right.
Sometimes it's just about how you're wired or how you want your relationship to play out. I wanted us to focus on this because we hear from people all the time who are like, the idea of punishment really bothers me. It really turns me off. Maybe I'm not really a kinky person. Maybe I'm not really a dominant because I don't want to punish my submissive. Or from the submissives who will write me and go, I'm clearly an awful submissive because I can't stand the idea of punishment. Well, first of all, you're human if you can't stand the idea of punishment. And there is another way. There are alternatives. Punishment gets all the attention in BDSM because it comes under discipline and punishment, and it's all kind of part and parcel.
Yes.
But there are other methods, kinder, gentler methods, and positive yes. reinforcement is it works for me now. What I will say from what mm-hmm. I've noticed with us, because I have thrown out my positive reinforcement ideas, I'll do it online quite publicly. We're going to do this and we're going to do that.
Correct.
Here's what will kill your positive reinforcement game plan, and that is a lack of consistency.
Yes.
And it's not just the dominant's responsibility to be consistent. It's both your responsibility. So as a submissive,
absolutely.
You have to be consistent in doing the thing that earns you the star, the sticker,
right.
the whatever.
And see, that's a point that I made too. A little while back, I had somebody contacting me asking for ideas on punishment. Can't remember the name, and I won't throw it out there anyway, but...
Right.
The problem being was that their sub was always getting up late, always getting somewhere late, you know, getting to work.
Oh, gosh.
Just kind of like in the nick of time.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And sometimes even
that's
late.
That's not good.
And, you know, asked what he could do for punishment. And, you know, I did tell them, and I gave them some thoughts. And, you know, I can't tell them what I would do for punishment, because what I would do for Kayla, what I know works for her, may not work for somebody else.
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, I did give them some general ideas, but, you know, punishment is personal.
Mm-hmm.
All right? A spanking to you is not punishment.
Not unless you, like, really wallop on me.
Right. So, you know, to another submissive, punishment or spanking could be the worst
absolutely.
Punishment imaginable. So... But also at the same time, I turned around and said, look, you know, what you may want to try here is this idea of positive reinforcement. But I did also stress the point, whether you go with punishment or whether you go with positive reinforcement, they have to be on board with this. This has to be something they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to say an old cliche here, but it fits. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Absolutely. It's like anything else we do in DS. Both of you have to buy into it. You both have to consent to it. You both have to agree to it. You have to negotiate it. You have to talk about it.
Right.
You have to come up with what works. We are constantly... I am a crazy goal-oriented person.
Yes.
And I mean crazy in the hyperactive way and also maybe even in the mental health way. Completely sure. I've got an obsessive compulsive part of my personality, and when it focuses on a goal, it's a little scary. So
yeah.
We are constantly around here talking about how we can reach our goals together, how I can reach my goals. Don't give me 2 minutes to myself. I will come up with ways Daddy can reach his goals, whether that's how he wants to do it or not.
Yes.
I've got ideas. But I'm an extremely goal-oriented person, so I am constantly looking for ways to help me achieve my goals and help us achieve our goals together. And sometimes
correct.
Ideas come to me and I'm able to work through them. And sometimes my head tells me, this is good for you. You should probably do this. And the rest of me goes, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Like with working out. Working out does make me feel better. It makes me feel stronger. It gives me more energy. But it will be the first thing I will knock to the ground in order to get other
push
things done.
Push comes to shove for you, correct.
So we are always talking about different ways to get me motivated to go work out.
Right.
Not to eat better. I've gotten that part figured out, because when I eat wrong, I'm physically sick and miserable,
right.
and that's no fun. But the gym is kind of like, I could do it. I could not. It'll be okay. So we're always talking
mm-hmm.
about different ideas. And the first thing I will pull out every time is, okay, so if we have another sticker chart, what will I get? And I think for some people who are not sold on the idea of positive reinforcement, or who don't necessarily see it in DS for themselves, and that is okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's sometimes part of what they find distasteful is this, shouldn't you, this idea of shouldn't you do what you're supposed to do because you're supposed to do it? Should you really get something for it? Well, you know, in a perfect world, we should all do things because we're supposed to do it. But you know what? I don't work for free. I do it because I get paid.
Yeah.
I don't just love you because I love you. I love you because I get something positive from you in return. So this is no different.
Even as a kid, you go to school, you do your homework, you take your test, you do well, you get good grades.
Right. There's something positive in exchange for doing the thing you have to do.
Right.
This is just a smaller microcosm of it, and it's mm-hmm. a more immediate positive effect. And it is completely personal to you and your situation and what speaks to you and what doesn't. And to my submissive friends out there who feel somehow that they are a letdown if they don't get something right the first time they try it, here's what I will tell you after many, many star charts and many, many treat charts, even in positive reinforcement, you will have to tweak this.
Absolutely.
It's very possible that the first behavior you decide you want to change, whether it's going to the gym or waking up on time or getting to work on time or whatever your thing is that just is not sticking in your head, right? It might be the very first time you try positive reinforcement. You listen to our show and you're like, yeah, let's try that. That might work. And you hit on the thing that motivates you. Great. And I am really happy for you. It's also very possible that the very next time you go to change another behavior, the thing that worked for you last time will not work for you this time. You correct. Will have to get creative and find things that speak to you. And when something doesn't work, you also have to be brave enough to go, this isn't working. Can we adjust? Can we do mm-hmm. something different?
Right. You have to be willing, because just like anything else, it things change. So, you know, you have to be willing to stop mid-stride, take a look at everything, see how it's working, say, oh yeah, this is going well, but this portion of it is not. What can we do to make it better? You know, it goes back to our old axiom, communicate. You have to communicate and talk about it.
And even in this, and I think people look at things like, that are a positive, like positive reinforcement, mm-hmm. where you're getting something, you're earning something. You're gonna maybe earn a treat because you changed behavior. It's not a deep, dark thing in DS. And so some people feel like it should be easier, that it should not require as much communication, that it should not require negotiation, that you won't have to change it. It should just work right out of the box. It should
right.
be. And good, bad, deep, dark, and kinky, or light and simple, it doesn't matter. It all requires work. It all requires communication. You're going to have to find and you're going to have to test things. And sometimes you get it right the first time, and sometimes you don't. I would love to figure out the right sticker chart to get me back to the gym.
I know.
But I would then probably have to create a sticker chart for, I'd have to get a sticker for every time I decided not to add something to my to-do list. Maybe that's the behavior we need to modify.
For you, that sounds like the hit the nail on the head.
I don't know. That's been bad lately. but I guess my concern is mm-hmm. that people will either go, oh, well, that's one of those baby girl things. Or they'll go, oh, I didn't get it perfectly right the very first time I tried it. So clearly it doesn't work. And neither of those things are true.
Right.
You know, positive reinforcement is simply focusing on a more positive, happy way to help somebody right. change a behavior. And in DS, that is pretty much what the little S does to a certain extent, at least in the beginning, right. as you're figuring out your power exchange and what your dominant wants and what
well,
you need.
It's another way to help your little S achieve a goal. Like early on in the day, if you remember when we first started moving into more of a DS relationship, I asked you at one point, I said, you know, because we talked and you used to talk about your weight and different things. And I asked you, I said, all right, send me an email. I want a list of 5 things about you that you would change.
Oh my gosh, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
What, do you remember what was on, other than my weight, do you remember what was on that list?
I probably still have it.
I'm sure you do.
It's in my emails that I saved.
And we're digital hoarders.
Yes. I don't remember exactly what you put in there, but you did send me the list. And I sat down and worked out a plan to help you achieve all those.
And that is a very good point. And we talk about change behavior modification as a DS, but yeah, it is. It can also be, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? What is it that you've been trying to do for weeks or years or whatever, and you haven't been able to do? Because that's the other part that I think gets forgotten sometimes in DS. When you are in, I don't care how you arrange your loving relationship, whether it's platonic, romantic, sexual, or otherwise, when you are in a long-term loving relationship with two people, the D and the S, who genuinely care for one another within this power exchange, ideally you want what's best for each other, okay?
Right.
And we have talked a lot in the past about responsibilities, and both sides have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the top responsibilities of a dominant is to take care of their submissive,
right,
to help them be a better person, whatever that means for them. There's no rule as to what becoming a better person or a better submissive is. It is completely unique to you. But whatever it is about yourself that you wish were better somehow,
right,
you know, a dominant's job is in part to help you accomplish that. As long as there's some agreement that that needs to be changed. I mean, there is that. Sometimes a submissive wants to change something about themselves that doesn't really need to be changed.
That was like even down the road from there a little bit. I asked you one time, if you could do anything you wanted you could do, what would you like to do? And you spouted out that you would like to write.
And now I do.
And look where we are now.
And now I do. I write all the time. But now that is true. You were one of the first people ever who said, you want to be a writer? I support you. What do we need to do? I'm here for you. And that was before we were even really romantically involved.
Right.
I mean, we were friends.
Yes.
And we had started some, you know, parts of a power exchange, but we weren't in any long-term loving kind of thing.
No, you were still seeing other people at that time. And yeah.
He says with a slight twitch in his eye. You handled that very well. Then and now. But, I hope we're kind of making that point clear that behavior modification to train a submissive, that's one method. To achieve your personal goals and you need help, that's another.
Yes.
You know, to change something about yourself that maybe you see as a negative, I caution that, because sometimes we see things about ourselves as negative that aren't actually negative.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I would go into that very carefully. If you are a dominant who's submissive, is like, I hate this thing about myself, and you don't see it as a negative, and or it may be something that has to do with their mental health, tread very lightly with that, and maybe speak to a professional before you go trying to change something about somebody that really what they might need is to change how they see that thing about them. So it has a place in any part.
Any part of it, it has its place. It's a fantastic tool. It can, you know, again, when you're helping somebody to achieve their goals, you know, does punishment have its place? Yes, there's always a place for punishment if need be.
If that's your thing.
If that's your thing. But, you know, when you're helping somebody achieve a goal or goals, you know,
punishment's not going to be effective.
Not going to be effective there. You know, yeah, you definitely want to do something like that.
So let's, before we wrap up, so that, because we've gotten a lot into the philosophy of it, let's back up. We talked about this, but let's maybe reiterate some ideas that you can do, okay? So everybody's going to have a thing that works better or different for them, okay?
Right.
So for some of us, and I know I'm leaning heavily on the little baby girl side of things, I get that, but for some of us, stickers, gold stars, some people use like a journal and they just mark off the day. So you might have a piece of paper and you just put a hash mark every day. Or you might put a check mark on the calendar.
On the calendar, right.
Or you might have it on your phone and you have your phone calendar. Or you share a document and you make a mark in it to indicate this thing was done on this day. The method does not matter. It is not just a little caregiver little thing, okay?
No.
This can, if it speaks to you, it can work in any dynamic. Now,
correct,
what you do with those marks or stickers or colors or dots or whatever tracking method you use, and if anybody has any good online tracking methods, please let us know. I would love that. I'm becoming much more digital every day I'm adding something. Yeah. So I wouldn't mind adding that. So then the next question is, well, do you earn a thing for X amount of marks or stickers?
Well, for some people, it could be a thing. For some people, it could just be the accomplishment of seeing the check marks.
Exactly. And that's a conversation to have.
Right.
And as a submissive, get real with yourself. Get truly honest with yourself. If you are telling yourself, well, I shouldn't want a trip to the bookstore, which would totally be a treat for me. Oh my gosh. Oh, I think I just found our motivator, Daddy, for the next chart we do. That, like, I think I got a little wet there. I just want to go to the bookstore.
Yeah, let me see.
It could be a night out. It could be a spanking. It could be some kinky fuckery that you almost never get to do.
It can be a night out at the club and being tied to
Pixie gets unicorn stuff and she gets stickers and
Legos.
Oh my gosh, every time I turn around, she's got a new picture up of a Lego kit. If that's what speaks to you, that is okay. So what I'm telling submissives is to try really hard not to do that whole, well, this is what I'm supposed to be like, and this is what I'm supposed to like, and oh no, that's a baby girl thing, and I'm not a baby girl, so I don't care that I really want those purple stickers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that will not work for me. No, this is a time to get, like, go into gut instinct level. What makes you just smile?
Right.
And it can be anything, y'all. It can be a trip to the library. You don't have any money, y'all. Go to the park. Go to the beach if you live near the coast. Go to the library. Go, you know, spend $3 if you've got it on a cup of coffee together, because that's a genuine treat. Yes. You need to find, if the idea of just seeing your progress is not quite enough, and it might be that you think that's going to be enough until you get in it and you go, oh, that's all. It's just another mark on the calendar. This is not enough. Then it is possible to transition that into, okay, I have so many marks. What do I get for that? Like, I need to work towards something. That's what you're doing. It sounds like, I make it sound like, oh, I'm going to get something. But you're working towards a goal. You're earning a reward for having stuck with a behavior change, you know, X number of times.
Right.
So you can be broke and still do this. Believe me, we have been broke. We are broke. But, I mean, we've been really broke before. It takes some creative thinking. It takes some not worrying about what the perceived value of the reward is, and think about what it means to you.
Right.
If it's just a night to sit on the couch and watch a movie with your partner when you never get to do that, that
could
counts.
Be a walk in the park. You know, depending on where you live, it could be a trip to the beach.
Right. Exactly.
You know, anything like that.
Anything. As long as it's something that you enjoy, whether it is the place you go, the thing you receive, or just time spent with your partner.
Right.
Something that is rare, something that you cannot just do on your own or don't normally do on your own. You could, but you don't. I have to be careful if we use, like, Starbucks as a treat. That means I can't just go get myself a Starbucks in between.
Right.
Because then it's not the reward.
Treat. Yeah.
Right. So it's, you know, for my organized submissives out there, I know y'all are out there. I know who you are. We speak the same language. It's okay. Make a list. Not everything that you put on the list will end up in the final
result. The final draft, no.
But make a list of everything that you just get excited thinking about, that puts a smile on your face, that you think, I would love to do that. I would love to have that, big or small.
Yes.
And then you have a blueprint. Think about the behavior.
Right.
Think about what you would work for, what you think would work for you.
And like we said earlier, you may have to adjust and fine-tune along the way.
And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Have we beaten the positive reinforcement dead horse? Did I just really fuck up that metaphor?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. Wow. No, I shouldn't have done that. But
I think we flogged it.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like fun. Let's flog positive reinforcement. That would be a good reward for me. Be like, yes, please, will you flog me?
Depending on which flogger I used.
Or how you used it.
Yeah.
See, that would be the treat. For whatever I've earned, whatever I've done, and then, okay, flogging. Okay, it has to be flogging with the flogger I like and in the method that I like it.
I hope I get the reaction I'm looking for here, goodness. Everybody, but would it be a reward if I told you I was breaking out the little devils?
No! No, it would not. No, not unless you said, and that's the only way we can go to the club this weekend, then yes. Because sometimes you have to take your medicine to get the stuff you want. Just saying. Okay.
Now, if I said the gentle giants, that would be, a whole different reaction.
And the purple one, which I know is considered a beginner one, but it's just so soft. And when you like, I just, now we've gone off on a tangent on flogging, and that's not where we meant to go with all that. So I think we have said everything we can say about positive reinforcement.
I believe so.
What I would love is for anybody out there who uses it as a tool in your own DS relationship, if you have other ideas for rewards or methods of tracking or types of behavior that can be modified or changed or goals achieved with positive reinforcement, I would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
If you're using any technology, tracking technology for that,
that I would love to hear. I mean, you know, we have used in the past certain things, but
we've used a couple of apps that when it was about my fitness, we were connected on, I can't remember which fitness app.
Fitness Pal,
because then you could see if I had logged my food and my workout every day.
Correct.
But for just basic like logging of other things, I haven't come across anything and easy, push of a button, move on with our lives. So if anybody knows of one, please let us know. But you can reach us everywhere.
Yes.
Lately, it's been popular for people to message us on FetLife, which is fine. If you're over at lovingbdsm.net, there is a contact button that you can use that goes directly to the Loving BDSM email. We'll both see that. Or you can talk to us in the forums. You can ask questions there. If you ask questions in the forums, then you get the answer of the community, which is cool.
Yes.
We're both on Twitter. I'm Kayla Lords everywhere.
Yeah.
You, however, are all confused. You are either John Brownstone or you are Southern Sirs Pla. I can fix that.
You keep
that.
Saying that, but
it's not on my to-do list.
No, it's not.
And if it's not on my to-do list, it doesn't exist.
Tell you what, you fix it, I'll get you a treat at Starbucks.
The day I fix it? Because I just finished my macchiato. Anyway, so we would love to hear from you, even if it's not about this particular episode. If you have ideas for future episodes, we are always looking for those. If you have questions, we really do. It always sort of hurts my heart when somebody sends me a message, I respond. Now, sometimes it takes me a few days to respond, but I respond and they go, oh, well, I didn't expect you to respond. I am so sorry. I think there will come a point where I will not be able to respond as quickly as I already do.
Yeah.
And there might come a point where I have to change that policy. But if somebody sends me their whole life story, I'm going to respond because they've just sent the most personal details of their life. Damn it, they deserve a response. So please feel free to reach out to us through whatever method. We are there. We're even on Instagram. So I haven't checked Instagram in 2 weeks, though. People probably should not message me.
I go there occasionally every day or so, but I have not posted anything there lately.
Yeah. So we are going to have a bonus section for any crickets who want to stick around for that. And if you're like, cricket bonus, huh? Well, then you clearly haven't listened to one yet. So you should listen to at least one before you decide that you're like,
really?
Oh, these people are fucked up. and never listen to another one. So I think that's it.
We good?
We try to be.
Can't be good.
Be good at it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. All right. You ready?
Vaguely.
Okay.
Keep it kinky, y'all. And we'll see you next week. Can I? Daddy? Please? Please? It's a real bonus section. We haven't had a real bonus section in 2 weeks.
That is true.
I think I heard a cricket squeal out there. They went,
ee! Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Might have been me. Oh, yay. Okay. We get the bonus section. Okay. So I want to do the first thing. I thought it was going to be the second thing. And then I went, no, I want this to be the first thing. Because what if we have captured somebody who's not a cricket yet? And they're like, I'll check this out. And they don't hear the thing I really want them to hear.
Okay.
Which is, we were on, it was episode 39?
I believe it was episode 39.
Episode 39 of the Proud to Be Kinky podcast.
Yes.
It's their longest show ever. I tried to warn them. I said, I talk a lot. Floss said, that's okay. I'm like, okay. And then at a certain, like right at the end of the recording, they were like, this is the longest one we've ever had. I'm like, I thought that was going to happen. We probably could have bet on that one. Right. It was a good conversation, though.
It really was. Enjoyed it. They're wonderful people. Had a good time.
I know. And it's nice. It's always nice to talk to like-minded people, but it's even more fascinating when you are similar and yet different. Like in their situation, they're both switches with one another.
Yes.
So they go back and forth, which my brain goes, I can't do that. And yet it's fascinating. And yet you think And I try to, I'd like to believe I don't actually think these things anymore, but I know it's common to think that, oh, you do your DS differently than I do, so clearly we would have nothing in common. And Floss was talking about something, I can't even remember what it was about, but it was something about, you know, some of her submissive feelings, and I'm like, yes, that's how I feel. Except in a podcast, it's hard to interrupt people. Well, it's bad to interrupt people. But in a podcast, you can fuck up the recording and then nobody knows what's being said. So I had to, I like sat there quietly and kept all my happy feelings in my head. But in my head, I'm going, yes, that's how I feel too. And then I was afraid that their audience doesn't necessarily know us and I would come across as the crazy lady and then I'd scare them. And so I kept a lot of my
crazy. Afraid you'd come across as the crazy?
I haven't had a chance to listen to the episode yet. You've listened to it.
I did.
I came across as me, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well, we did give...
Quintessential you.
We did give kind of the disclaimer towards the beginning where I said most people, if they don't know us or haven't listened to more than an episode or so, think I am not a submissive person.
True.
I know. I feel like I should like warn people, no, really, I am. Just not with you. Only with Daddy. And when I feel like I have something important to say, the last thing I'm going to do is I'll use a polite tone of voice, but not deferential. Not, right. If you please. Ah, fuck that. I got something to say.
Well, that's something I told you early on in our relationship. I said, you can tell me anything just as long as you are respectful in saying it.
And, you know, I feel like that's just good life information. You can almost say anything to almost anyone as long as you use the right tone. Yeah. And if I come across a person who, even when I use the right tone, can't accept what I'm telling them, then they're not a person I usually want to be around for more than about 30 seconds anyway. So this is the bonus section, so I can go off on tangents, but I would like to come back around to, we were on episode, I think it's 39. You looked at your phone. It was episode 39. We'll try to link to like at least the iTunes option in it or something in the show notes page if you want to listen. In our conversation with them, they were telling us that they were turned on to our show by one of our listeners who also listens to their show. And I know we've got some crossover. So yay for that. To the Artful Mother, who's like, tell us your story. We actually did talk about our beginnings in that episode.
We talked a little bit about our beginnings
in
there,
in our own episode when we finally do it, because I sort of promised on Twitter that, yeah, we'd probably do that in the, like, when we do a wedding episode in a few months. We will go in more in detail and you know, more tangent-y than I was for this episode.
It is.
Episode 39. Oh, and we're even the title, Loving BDSM. You can't miss us. but, so if you want to know some of our backstory that maybe we haven't really talked about on the show yet, you check out.
You can get some of it there, yes.
To the Artful Mother, there you go. There's your shout-out. Go check out Proud to be Kinky. And listen to at least episode 39, but you listen to their show all the time.
I listen, yes.
I don't, I have like a set of like three podcasts I always listen to no matter what. And then all the other podcasts around it have had to kind of, I've had to just like leave in my queue going, I will find time to listen to these. So I don't get to listen to as much as I used to or that I would want to, but you listen to Floss and you listen to Ben and you,
yes.
And you, you're like, that's a good show.
I love them.
See?
Part of it, I have been bad since we went away for the week and have been back. I have been very lax about listening to any of my podcasts at all. But I enjoy them. I love their discussions. And most of all, I love their energy.
Mm-hmm.
They, even when we talk to them, I enjoy them. They would be somebody I think I would love to just
hang out with.
Hang out with. And
well, we did spend a few minutes of the episode trying to convince them they needed to go to Eroticon so that we could hang out with them.
Yes.
So we're trying to make that happen. And Floss, if you're listening, totally trying to make that happen.
Yeah.
I meant that. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So that's the thing I wanted to make sure we talked about right up front. Go check us out. Go check them out. If you like that episode, then you have to listen to others to make you know, to get a feel for them, because you already know how we are. It won't, that part won't be any different. You'll go, oh, yes, I know how these two are. And so definitely check them out. And once you decide you like them, then make sure you subscribe, because that's what it's about.
Yeah.
So the next thing on my list.
Next thing.
I will go up ahead in case anybody's wondering, especially if somebody sent one. We don't have postcards this week.
No.
We checked mail on Monday. We're recording on Thursday while the sun is out. So I think that's progress.
Major progress.
School starts next week for the kids. So we will get to record during the day while they are not here. I cannot freaking wait. Neither can they. The oldest was like, why don't you do this after we go to bed? I'm like, because we don't have to. And once school starts, we will do this while you're at school. Because see what I have to tell him when I'm like, okay, don't come out of your bedroom. Don't make any noise.
Just... We bribe them to stay in their room.
I do, but he's old enough. He's like, but what are you doing? And I'm like, talking about grown-up stuff. Because grown-up stuff is code in his head for sex. And he does not want to think about that. Now, we are not talking about sex in those terms.
No.
But it works. I'm going to keep using it. So, if anybody has sent a postcard recently,
and
I just haven't checked
mail
since
Monday. And
it gives
him a chance to play some video games uninterrupted.
Pretty much. He was mostly excited that this is like the one time I let them bring something to drink into their bedroom, and only water. But normally it doesn't get to go anywhere near their bedroom, so it's like, freedom! And I'm thinking it's water. But yeah. Okay, well, it's the little things.
It's sometimes the little things, yes.
So, I forgot to do this on the last episode. We were talking about postcards, and I've got to get better at this.
Yes.
So if you're like, postcards, what? Because you're new, and hi, welcome. Hopefully we haven't scared you away. Mm-hmm. We do our postcard project where you send us a postcard, ideally showcasing wherever you're from, but that we are learning is very difficult in some places. So you can send us, we've gotten Hallmark cards, we've gotten homemade postcards, we've gotten coloring book postcards, we've gotten typed letters.
Yeah.
We'll take it out, mail. It's mail that's not a bill.
Yeah, exactly.
And it shows up in a box, and you actually get to touch it.
And hold it. And
hold it and smell it.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's stuff in it.
Yeah.
We have very generous listeners.
I know.
So.
They are a wonderful group of people.
I know. And I'm not always sure, like, we deserve that kind of generosity, but I'm also humbled and by it and grateful for it. So there's that. But anyway, so what happens is if you send us a piece of mail with your return address on it, we have special postcards we had made up.
That we send back.
That we send back. And when I say special, they don't say loving BDSM on them. They are provocative.
Pinups.
One's a Victorian pinup. One is like the 50s pinup. It's just provocative enough that you're like, oh, okay, but not so much that your mail carrier won't touch it.
Correct.
Or that, you know, somebody underage would see it and be like, you know, it's not that. You
inspired
don't have to
by my
it.
Love of pinups.
Right. And it was fun to do. So
yes.
That's our postcard project, just as a reminder to anybody who might be new. It's like, what the fuck? We have a link in the show notes so you can read all about it. Our address, if you'd like to send us a postcard or some sort of piece of mail, it is P.O. Box 391, P.O. Box 391, Crystal Beach, no, we don't live there, Florida. We are in Florida. I talk about Florida all the time. You cannot forget I'm in Florida.
That'd be a tight fit living in a P.O. Box.
It's a small one, too. I got the cheap one.
I know.
I got the cheap one. The zip code is 34681. 34681. Now, I've said it like that all nice and slow, but y'all, really, go to the show notes page. There's a link.
And it'll be there.
Go to lovingbdsm.net, and there's a thing that says Postcard Project. Click that link. You can get it. You can also, as happens almost every week, you can also contact me directly and go, what was the address? And I will email it back to you. Because I do stuff like that. Okay. So, update. From last week's update, where I have a feeling we sounded really pitiful and exhausted.
Yes.
But even though last week was like this whole crazy bonus episode and I was like mentally freaking out, having the conversation and doing the episode was very energizing for me too, which was good.
It was cathartic.
It was very cathartic. It was therapy for us.
Yes.
So here's what happened was, okay, after we recorded the show, we recorded it Thursday night late. It goes live on Friday. Friday, we start pushing around our schedule and we start shutting down the forum community section of lovingbdsm.net.
Right.
If you were already logged in, you could still get in. But if you had logged out, you couldn't log back in.
Correct.
And you couldn't, at the time, register as a new user. I took all that down. And we worked on the back end. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday,
I did not eat until about 4 o'clock that afternoon.
No.
And I didn't shower until about 2 o'clock that afternoon. But that was when we got it done.
Yes.
And I brought everything back up.
Right.
And then we sent out an email to everybody who is registered to the site.
Yep.
And then I had to pray that it didn't all go to spam. Because that happens too. It's amazing. When you have a word like BDSM in your name, your shit goes to spam. So if you're like, but I'm a member and I didn't get an email, check your spam. I'm always in spam these days. So it's it's not done in the sense that there will probably be little tweaks we need to make. There are tweaks we want to make about how things look and right. layout, for sure. We're not completely... What I wanted to do was take it down for a couple days and put it back up, because there are a lot of y'all that actually pay to be a member.
Correct.
And to me, you not being able to access what you legitimately pay for, I don't care how low of a fee we've set right. it at, that's not cool.
And that was the big issue, that people who were paying for certain content
could not see it at all.
And in order to fix that, because we've had issues with the software we were using, and it was becoming really a hassle to work with, we held a business meeting and
we're changing it.
And we decided we are going to change the back end. And while it was a lot of work and a lot of frustration, I believe it was well worth it.
I think so too.
It's different in its own way, but I find it a lot better.
I do too. And part of that, I will say, is not just a change in the program we were using, which does make a big difference.
Yeah.
It's also that we learned things over the past 3 months that we didn't know when we set it up the first time.
Correct.
So we were able to make adjustments and go, oh no, this would be a better way. And there are still, right. for me, there are still some back end things that don't quite work the way I would like them to. They don't affect the front end as far as I can tell. People are, as far as I can tell, are still able to access things and get where they want to and do what they want to and yeah. do new things you couldn't do before. You can actually upload your own photos and make galleries out of them. Basically, albums is what they are.
We've yes.
had at least 2 members that I know of already play with that. And it's one of those things there. I've put like all the menu options in the sidebar when you're logged in. You have to be logged in to see it, because I want you to play with stuff yeah. and know it's there, and I haven't figured out a good way to lay it out.
Just that aspect alone, I find it easier to navigate the forums.
Yes. Oh, well, and that's because we had a problem with the old system not recognizing code on the back end of our theme of our web.
Exactly.
It was bullshit. It was so awful. And so here's the thing, and this is the thing I can say in a bonus section, because this is me just chatting. Like, if we were all in the same room, we'd all be sitting around with our beverage of choice. I would have a cup of coffee, an iced coffee, but still. And we just like chatting, and I can just be real. Mm-hmm. We already know, I've talked about it. I have anxiety. I am bipolar. I have obsessive compulsive tendencies. That my doctor said so. Okay. I have been tested. And all that comes into play with something like this, because in a very public way, I am saying, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do this thing where people I don't know personally can see it and touch it and test it and try it. Right. And if it fails, in my mind, it is a failure. It is my failure. I have failed if that mm-hmm. thing fails. So the amount of anxiety that I feel the first time when you find there's a problem, right? Like I lose my shit. And I don't mean like I don't start cussing. I don't start crying. In my head, everything starts spinning at about 100 miles an hour, because I'm thinking, you've got to fix this. You've got to fix this. Oh my God, they're going to hate me. Oh my God, I'm a failure. And all those things are happening at the same time while I'm walking around feeding children, walking the dog, doing my work, you know, whatever, normal life. So the first issue with all that, the way it messed with my head, was when the problems appeared and people who are paying hard-earned money cannot do right. what they need to do. So then we make, I feel the right decision. I really think it was the right decision. Take it down for a while, fix it, yes. do something different, do something new that doesn't give us all these freaking headaches.
Well, we tried several times with other issues that we had with it, and it was just so...
No, and I feel good about our decision.
It was like slogging through mud to try and get the issues resolved.
Absolutely, nobody could resolve them. So I feel good about the decision and what we did. I even feel right. good about the fact that we went from a Friday afternoon, I think it was, or Friday midday,
yes.
to Sunday midday. That's not bad to revamp a huge part of a website. So then the next point of anxiety is I turn it back on. I email everybody.
Right.
And everybody's going to come back to it at their own time. Some people had signed Correct. Up and had never even logged in again. They
yeah.
just signed up, so they were signed up. And people do that. People do that on Facebook. They do it on Twitter. That's fine. I want it to be there for them when they are ready to use it. But I want it to work when they are ready to
right.
use it, right? And then people are busy and they've got lives. And then, of course, my emails go to spam. So I spent 48 hours after that sitting on pins and needles, waiting for somebody to go, it's broken, it doesn't work. What ended up happening was where people were not used to the new system, and they were finding not problems, but ways I could do it better.
Right.
And they were giving me feedback, which is what I wanted, is what my email said. I can't know it's a problem until you tell me, because we tested logging in and navigating it at every level, and it was fine. But you...
But we see things differently sometimes, too, because we, you know...
Just access and the cash and cookies and all kinds of stuff will do that. So I was like, okay, I need people to get in there and start clicking around and just let me know what doesn't work. Let me know if you have a problem. So for 48 hours, I truly just like, I got a migraine by Monday. By Monday, I was down for the count. It was pure stress. I hadn't eaten bad. I hadn't done pure stress.
I poured her into bed and that was the end of it.
And even then, as long as I could open my eyes and stand the light, because there came a point where I couldn't, I was still on Twitter or in email responding to messages with people who are like, well, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? And I'm like, I'm really glad you're enthusiastic, but I think my head's going to explode. And it wasn't that it was their fault. It was me. It was the way I internalized how this was going, because in my anxiety-filled mind, any, quote, problem, even if it's not really a problem, looks like a failure to me. It looks like I have somehow failed and done something wrong. Now, for those of you who are like genuinely my friends and you're like getting mad on my behalf that I would think that way, now that I am past the stress, I am past the anxiety, I am past the migraine that lasted a day and a half, 2 days, I recognize that that is faulty thinking. Right. I know that that is not true, but in the moment, that is exactly how I feel. And so it made complete sense that it ended, the week and a half, essentially, whirlwind of it all, ended with a massive migraine that knocked me out. Because first comes the migraine, and then after the post-migraine is like a hangover.
Right.
And I had the migraine that knocked me out. I go to bed. I barely slept through the night. I kept waking up. And it's because all the pain that had been in my whole head centered right behind my right eye. Which is good, because that's the only eye I can wink. I can't wink my left eye very well. that's story from childhood. I just can't. I can't stop. Why? He's winking. He's alternating his winking eyes to, like, show off. I know. I look like I'm twitching really bad when I try and wink my left eye. I can't do it. So it was right behind my right eye, which was, stop that. Now you look like you're twitching. So I was really grateful because I could close my right... Y'all, this is how crazy I get and so obsessive I get. I could close my right eye, which was just... It felt like fire. I swear to y'all, it felt like fire. You'd think, like, a saner person would go, you know, I might actually be really ill. Maybe I should go to a doctor. Not me. I'm like, oh, I can close my right eye and let me look at Twitter. Who's having a problem on the site today? Thankfully, nobody. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's been quiet and people are posting things in the forum and they're answering questions and they're, you know... interacting with it.
Right.
So if you are a member, and I would assume that if you have stayed long enough to be a Cricut, you probably are, or you are considering it. And I don't even mean a paid member, just a member in general. Kinky Book Club, you have to request to be a member of that group again. That is correct. One thing that did not carry over. Friendships did not carry over. We were very grateful that forums and topics and all your replies did. Like, that's a thing that really scared me.
Yes.
That wouldn't happen. But
and
it,
I believe
it did.
In some cases, the avatars...
Did not for everybody, no.
Some people it did, some it didn't.
Yeah.
So
and some of your, and we're working on the profile pages to get a bio option back.
Right.
And it's, like I said, it's, you have the ability to access it. We're going to keep tweaking it as
we go. The base functionality is there again.
And I think it's better.
Right.
If you're interested in rejoining or joining the book club, the forum is no longer private. It's actually an open forum. So you don't have to join the book club to participate in the conversation about the books, which I think I really, the more I think about it, the more I think that might be a good idea because it opens up the conversation. But if you're a member of the book club, that's where we're going to have the private conversations about upcoming books and polls that I might put out to say, hey, what do you think about this? And I have even floated for 2018, y'all, for 2018. I floated an idea of actually doing an online book club meeting where we all get to chat with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of feedback about timing is important and not having a video option because some people don't want their face.
Right.
And I totally hear you. And that's why it's totally a 2018 idea. I'm not even going to start researching it right now. So But that would be the point if you were interested in being a part of the group. Now, here's another thing a lot of people don't realize. You can actually make your own groups. I didn't restrict that.
Right.
I did not restrict. If you want to make your own group of, you know, baby girls who love purple, you can have that. If you want to make a group of, you know, people who identify as masters, you can do that. All I would ask is that any group continues to follow the community rules.
Correct.
You know, we have to be kind to one another. We have to gain consent before we, you know, flash our genitals at anybody. It's not, the community is not meant to be a dating site. If I want you to meet people and make friends, and if you are attracted to the friend you have made, that's great. If I help facilitate that, that's awesome. Right. But it's not a hookup place.
No.
Like, you should not be trolling around the messages and the forums going, hey, baby, you want to see my cock? No, the fuck we don't. Okay? Love, Kayla. And... And, because I have learned this just online, I have not seen it in the community, but if anybody ever does, please let me know. The new way to get around the, well, I didn't send a dick pic, is to make their profile picture a dick?
Yes.
Picture of their dick? Y'all, really? Please don't do that. Not in the community. Because then I'm still, in a non-consensual way, being forced to see your penis. And I don't want to see a penis I did not ask to see. I like to see penises. Penises are fun. You can show me. I love your penis. But you see, I love your penis and you. And I say to you, yes, I would like to see your cock. It's a totally different world. Anyway, I've gone off on another tangent, but it's the bonus section. And I can do that.
And that's what you do.
That's what I do. That's why we have the bonus section. So, yes, a lot of high anxiety. I think everything is good. I think we still have some little things to work on, but
still
they're
some
not
tweaking and
functionality.
Some, right. There's still some tweaking and some little things to do, and that will get done. But the bulk of the back-end work is done, and it's back up and functioning,
mm-hmm.
which is what we... And I think it's... Not well, hilarious may be the wrong word at this point, but looking back, maybe it is. You know, we did in 3 days what took originally several months.
I know.
To do.
I know. I should probably be like really worried about.
I mean, I'm sitting at my desk banging away on a laptop. She's at the table banging away on her laptop.
And we're
like,
both...
Okay, I'm working in this one. What are you working in? Okay, I'm going to go in and do this now.
And we were both very cranky with one another at a certain point. Or like,
yeah,
it was not pleasant. But then we worked it out because that's what we do.
Yep.
And what else can you do? But so I think, you know, lessons learned. I am still paranoid because it's hard to believe that we could go through all of this and actually make it work. I admit there was a moment over the weekend. I laid down. I was tired. You were trying to put me to bed and get me to go to bed. And I laid down across the bed in my normal position, the please spank my ass daddy position. And I cried and I just sobbed. And it was, part of it was just being exhausted. I mean, this is the nature of it. We had this going on plus the rest of life going on. It was just a lot at one time, but my own anxiety, the mean girls in my head is what I always call them.
Yeah.
They were saying, you know, who do you think you are? That, you know, are you really meant to make this community? Is this really a thing that can happen? You know, maybe you should just give it up. Maybe you're not cut out for this. And it was in that moment, it was really tempting to listen to those voices. But I knew that that was just my exhausted brain being mean to me. And by the next day, I was up and I was back to my goal-oriented self of, I've got this list of things we still need to do. And I'm going to cross these things off the fucking list. And let's get to work.
Have at it.
And I started at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I went until 2.
You're a better man than me, Gunnar. I was shocked at that point to see you sitting at the computer that early. I hadn't even had a cup of coffee yet.
I didn't either. It took,
I know.
It was a long time before I had a cup of coffee.
I know.
And that, if anybody ever wonders about my devotion to my community, there you go. And then the day ended well. I'm now working off of a MacBook Air that we got on a really good deal at Best Buy. If you're looking for a computer, Best Buy is the place to go right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my new equipment.
It's a 2-year-old model.
Yeah, it's not the newest model.
Not the newest model.
And it's not the Pro that I would love to have, but I don't make MacBook Pro money, so.
No, neither do I.
Right?
But... Yep. So we're plugging along.
And we're just, y'all, we're just doing what we've always been doing. Yeah. I feel more like we're back to normal now. And we can focus on, you know, the stuff we want to do instead of all the insanity that's gone on the past couple days. So that's all I got to say about
that. That's all you got?
Yeah. Okay. That was a very long bonus section, though. I had a lot to say. And it's the community update. I know. There was a lot went on. But we're now... Bleh, 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 I can't speak, right? So in about a week, you'll get your new computer.
Yes.
And then we'll get to start moving along with the other new content ideas we've got for Loving BDSM, which you won't have to be a member to get to that stuff.
No.
It'll be available on the blog side of things. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
I am, too. I am, too. I'm looking forward to having a power PC again.
Yes.
I have missed that these last few months with this laptop I've been using.
And it was old when I stopped using it.
Yes,
so.
It was. And I've nursed it along, you know, done what I could to keep it going, and it's done well.
And in the words of somebody I know, you're a better man than me, go Dan.
But it got us through, and it will still get us through for the next week till I get my computer.
But then we'll be doing new stuff, and y'all will be seeing video of Daddy.
Correct.
Giving advice and laying down the law. Well, okay, maybe not laying down the law. I don't know.
The only one I lay down the law to is you.
Sometimes you get feisty. You like have an opinion, and you're like, bitches better listen. But you say it nicer than I might add a sassy flavor in when I'm doing an impression of you. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's possible. Yeah. Okay. If anybody has lasted this long, if all of you have lasted this long, you are amazing and we love you.
We
probably should let you go and let our children out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
This time next week, though, we'll be recording with no kids in the house.
That's true.
And then we'll be fucking with no kids in the house.
Yeah.
Aha. I love back to school time.
And spanking with no kids in the
house.
Yeah.
Recording video with no kids in the house.
Yeah.
Yay.
Wow.
So much fun. So much fun.
So much to look forward to.
I know. So until then, we're going to let you go.
Yep.
Have a good week.
Thanks for hanging with us.
I know. Thank you for being a cricket. Hashtag cricket crew. I have seen that. I've seen another one. Hashtag cricket something. Y'all will remind me. I'll let y'all keep up with those hashtags.
Right.
Okay, y'all. We love you.
We love you.
Thanks for hanging with us. See you next week.
Bye.